Hello?
Hi, Daniel. It's Natalie again at MMM. Look, I can't talk. It's Natalie. We were just talking about
Yes.
redress
Yes.
claim. I spoke to your manager. Basically, you were under 16 when you went to that remand home. So
Yes.
we can do the claim for that. All right?
You sure? Yes.
Yes. I've checked
Okay.
it with the manager.
Uh-huh.
I know you're having difficulties remembering things, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the GP surgery for a copy of everything, so we won't have to go through like every single thing today,
Yeah.
so we can gather that information for you. You mentioned that you had drug and alcohol issues.
Yes.
Was what age did that started?
Well, the alcohol would have been about 16, 17. I was drinking then.
Yeah.
Drugs was later. I would say in my 20s.
Yeah, that's fine. And you're currently on a methadone script, aren't you, sir?
Yes.
Lovely. Methadone script. I used to work at a company called Adaption. They're not around anymore. So we used to do like, where you go and get your injections and your things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you, what do they call it? Needle exchange. You select
All
a needle
right,
exchange, then
yeah.
it's safer. And we joined up with the methadone people as well while I'm
Where
here.
did you do that? In England?
Yeah, there's one in Scotland as well. It's called Adaption.
That's right, there's one in Glasgow on needle exchange.
Yeah. Did you ever
Yeah.
go to Adaption?
No.
No. Okay then. So you left care about 15, didn't you? The remand centre.
Yes, Roland.
Okay.
Yeah,
Did you?
I got sent to Bristol from Roland Centre. I was just 15 to turning into 16.
Yeah. Okay, lovely. So, in terms of your support from us going through with your claim, would you prefer a male or a female advisor?
Well, it wouldn't matter for to me.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll be allocated to you then. So if you get any issues, the number that come up on your phone this time, if you save
Yes.
it in your phone and put my name in, Natalie.
Naturally, okay.
Yeah, this. You can ask me any questions at any time about your claim, okay? And I'll be with you all the way through.
Okay, Natalie, yeah.
When we get a copy of the record from the remand home, do you want a copy of that as well?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think it would matter to me.
No, you don't want to know what's in there.
No, really, no.
Okay.
I've got my memories of it. I can still remember some of it, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know it's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, even though I've got bad, how do you explain that? Even though I find it hard to remember things, I can still remember things that those places, you know?
Yeah, it's because it was traumatizing, isn't it?
It was a bit, yeah, I was young.
Yeah. So this whole process, Daniel, is going to take around 10 months, okay? I'm going
Yeah.
to be your main point of contact now, all right?
Okay, Natalie, yeah.
We will gather as much evidence as we can for your case,
Okay.
from the places that you told me. Normally we would go through that information with you again, just to double check information. And then we will take that forward to the Scottish Redress Panel.
Okay, Natalie.
Yeah? The panel
Yeah.
you do not have to attend, okay? It's a closed door panel.
Yes.
But we will tell you the date that it's going to be held, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So as part of our compliance, and obviously because we record our calls, I have to go through what options you have as a person, to do your Scottish reclaim, all right? So one of the options would be to do this on your own and research your own evidence. The other option could be that you have a different solicitor from England or Scotland who have accepted a £2,000 fee from Scottish Redress to act on your behalf, and they get that fee whether you win or lose. And then there's ourselves, MMA Legal, and we've opted out of that fee from Scottish Redress. We only take a 20% capped fee from your case if you win, okay?
Yeah.
If you lose, you don't get any charges, nothing, okay? So we are completely independent and we are acting for you. You're entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Are you happy to wait the 14 days?
Yeah.
Or would you like to proceed immediately? You've got two choices there.
No, I'll watch it live at the moment. I want to speak to my son and that, you know.
So I'll put on here, we'd like to wait.
For the 14 days, please.
14 days, please. That's no problem. Okay, so do you have any other questions for me today?
No, I'll still phone my son up after. I want to talk to him, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. And
because
then
I believe my son's doing this as well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because when I was away, my son came from, shall we say, a broken home, and he had problems, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so, do you want to put consent on here for your son to call us with any information or anything?
No, that's fine.
Right, okay, so what will happen is then we'll get this, wait 14 days, and after 14 days, we'll then progress your claim. If there's anything in between, just give me a call and we can have that on for you. But that's everything from me today. Are you happy with everything?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll wait to hear from you after you spoke to your son. And then if we've got any further information, we can have that on. All right.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Daniel. You take care of yourself now.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.